listener production.
Hey, it's Amy Ross with you. A fresh report from VCOS has revealed renters across Gippsland and the Goulburn Valley are struggling with dodgy landlords. Expensive rent and confusing eviction rules are just some of the issues plaguing renters. CEO Juanita Pope says some renters are moving into properties inundated with mould.
And the consequential health impacts that that involves. There are minimum standards required under Victorian law at the moment, but unfortunately, what we're not seeing is enforcement of those laws.
Police are reminding Latrobe Valley residents to lock up their cars and homes. Recent crime data revealing a 34% hike in thefts from motor vehicles last year. Morwell Nationals MP Martin Cameron is encouraging residents to play it safe.
We've been told a lot of this crime is occurring because cars and homes are being left unlocked. In some cases, people are walking through unlocked front doors or garages, grabbing car keys off the bench and driving off in the owner's car.
And Campaspe Shire Council's bringing back its Job Skills Grants program, offering young job seekers a one-off payment to help them find work. Mayor Rob Amos says it'll help cover the cost of things like a responsible service of alcohol accreditation.
Particularly in a Chickamauga, which means you need to get one in each state, that can be a cost to doing that. And so that can be a barrier for them to apply for that job. This allows them to remove the cost barrier and be able to get into employment easier.
The Eagles could welcome back both Jai Cully and Dom Sheed for Sunday's meeting with Richmond. Assistant coach Luke Webster less certain on former Gippsland Power product Ryan Marrick's return from punctured lungs and fractured ribs.
Yeah, we'll just assess how he goes throughout this week and see if he's be up for selection.
And a rough start for the Shepparton Gators in the Big V competition, the side losing both round one games to Wyndham and Western Port.